intermediate between mobilizer for CYP226, non-mobilizer for...
This is Furqan Ahmad, FURQAN, Space AH, MED, Dating with Dr. Tahir Muhammad, THIR, Space MOH, MAD. Dear service student, 3rd of January 2013, the name of the patient is Vira Smith, VER, Space SMITH, date of birth is 05/01/1955. The name of the primary care physician is Catrice Handan, CATRIC, space HER and DON, MD. Kindly copy the address and the phone number from the patient on 19th of December 2012 and paste it here. Next paragraph is a cardiology clinic. The next reason for visit is a follow up visit and cardiac clearance. Next year, we will apply to seeing Ms. Smith in our clinic today. As we know, she's a very present 57 year old African American lady with a past medical history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, nitis, COPD, non obstructive coronary artery disease, congestive heart. Fear, class 3, osteoarthritis, bronchial asthma, sleep apnea, and morbid obesity. She is a status post left heart catheterization done on 14th September 2012. She also has a significant history of stroke. She is on a cardiology clinic today for a reason of follow up visit. Next paragraph on today is the patient is relatively doing well, enjoying a rare state of health. She is complaining of bilateral leg pain more on the right side along with the swelling. She's scheduled to have surgery for her abdominal hernia next month, and she's here for the cardiac clearance. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, PND, or top never tags. Present could be answered, loss of consciousness, or palpitation. She just states that she's complying with the medication and follow up with the primary care physician regularly. Next past medical history include number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, COPD, number 4, diabetes, nitis, number 5, coronary artery disease, non-obstructive, number 6, congestive heart failure, and NYHA class 3, number 7, osteoarthritis, number 8, bronchial asthma, number 9, sleep apnea, number 10, morbid obesity. Next paragraph, past medical history for left heart cardiac arrhythmia, September 14, 2012. Next family history for diabetes, nitis, and hypertension. Next paragraph, the patient is likely to smoke. She has a chronic history of smoking. Currently, she smokes half a pack a day. She drinks alcohol occasionally. She tries using illicit drugs. Next, allergy. The patient is allergic to penicillin. Next, current medication. Kindly follow the medication from 1 to 14 from the page number 2 of the dictation done on 19th December 2010. Page here. Next, physical examination on physical. On today's vital signs, on today's visit, the patient blood pressure is 144/79 and plus is 86 below male. She weighs 276 pounds and 5 feet 5 inches. Kindly follow the rest of the investigation from the normal template of the physical examination and paste it here. Next, diagnostic investigations. Kindly copy all the diagnostic investigations, including venous Doppler ultrasound lower extremities, arterial Doppler ultrasound lower extremities, EKG, pulmonary function test, left heart catheterization, lab chemistry, stress test, echocardiogram, carotid ultrasound, segmental lower extremity, ABI, lower extremity, venous waveform from the page number 3 and 4 of the dictation done on 19th of December 2012 and paste it here. Next assessment plan number 1 coronary artery disease. Patient has a multiple spectrum for coronary artery disease. Her recent stress test was abdominal, her recent left heart catheterization was non obstructive coronary artery disease. The patient does not complete any chest pain, shortness of breath. So currently, the patient is asymptomatic. Right now, we're going to continue the same medical regimen and will follow the patient after a period of 2 months for any complaints. Next, number 2, consists of the patient passed medical recently for this study heart failure. Right now, her most recent echocardiogram show is 55 to 60%. As the patient is asymptomatic, so we'll just continue the same medical current regimen and follow the patient in about 2 months' time. Next, number 3, peripheral artery disease. The patient has multiple disorders for peripheral artery disease. The most recent echocardiogram to be noted in her latest. Venous program was also normal, so right now we are just going to keep monitoring the patient with this convenient version, then we will decide of doing any intervention. Next, number 4, low extremity rebound today is the patient chief complaint. Cancel that. Number 4 is hypertension, today is the patient blood pressure is 144/79 millimeter of mercury. Which is quite normal, indicating our blood pressure is very well controlled. So we are going to continue the same medication and we'll follow with the patient for this complaint in the next visit. In the meantime, we advise her to adhere to low salt and low fat diet. Number 5 is hyperlipidemia. The patient is on statin therapy 40 milligrams a day. So we have advised the patient to follow with the primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and LFT and target LDL of less than 70%. Number 6, diabetes. The patient is known diabetic. We recommend her to follow with the primary care physician regarding target calcium cholesterol and the target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Number 7, stroke. The patient is still associated with multiple disorders for multiple eyes. She has been considered for a greenfield filter replacement in the eyes in her IVC in the future. Right now, she has no complaints. So we just keep on continue to monitor her. We will continue to monitor her. We will follow up with her in a period of 1 month to go over with the symptoms again. Next, number 8, renal insufficiency patient. Last kidney was performed by a nephrologist and primary care physician designed for an dialysis. But right now, she is many cases. We will have advised her to follow up with a nephrologist and primary care regarding this matter. Number 9, cardiac clearance. The patient is about to go hernia repair for umbilicus. Right now, repair on the previous visit, we had advised on the investigations which came out to be, based on the result of the investigation, we have decided to allow the patient to proceed for the surgery with the interim. Cardiac risk. Next, thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mrs. Smith. Our phone number is provided to her with call with any questions or concerns. We'll see her back in a period of about 2 months' time. Meanwhile, she is instructed to see her primary care physician regularly. She is ready for carnival if you are CSMED disease for Tyre Mohammed, THIR space MOHAMAD, the center of dictation.